Good morning, beautiful people of Unity Church of Light. How's everybody doing? Happy New Year. Can you believe we're in a new year? An opportunity to do it again. Yes, and we're so blessed here. Let's take a moment and count our blessings. Take a deep breath with me and release it. We know that there is only one presence and one power in the universe. And guess what? It's here. Right here, right now. It's here as me. It's here as you. And it's here as energy surrounding and enfolding and uplifting us as we journey into this uncharted territory, the year of 2023. And we know that no matter what this year brings, there is nothing that can stop the love of God from moving in and throughout and around and about Unity Church of Light. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for this chapel. We thank you for the technology. We thank you for the people that come here joining together in truth and light. So for all things, for the words that will be spoken and the music that will be sung, we just say, thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. We're claiming it right here, right now, in the name of the living, loving Christ. Amen. All right, let's hear some music. Oh, wait a minute before you start the music. This is 2023, and I just want to go back one screen. I just want to make you aware that we have a new theme for the year. This theme is setting the mood for how we move forward in this new, bright, fantastic, beautiful new year. And our new theme is we spring forth with zeal to do the work that is ours to do. Each of us here have a role in this congregation. We have a role in upbuilding this community and to let it flow out through these doors. So we spring forth with zeal to do the work that is ours to do. And what is that work? Take time in the quiet and let Spirit tell you what part you have or what you can bring to this community. Bless you. Now we have music.
Touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. It keeps me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can just seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me. If I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. I spread my wings. If I just spread my wings, I can fly. I can fly. I can fly. If I just spread my wings, I can fly. I can fly. I can fly. If I
talk about zeal, we got it, right? Okay, good morning. Our daily word for today is fresh start. Centered in God, I create a fresh new life. I begin this year with renewed enthusiasm and a fresh perspective. I feel vibrantly alive as I realize that all the love, wisdom, energy, and strength of God are mine to express in my life right now. Grateful for the lessons of life experience, I release past disappointments with a forgiving heart. I find harmony in my relationships as I look beyond differences and focus on the divine life and love that unite all people. I go about my work seeking to serve others with a humble heart. I find ways to develop and evolve my skills and nurture my talents, allowing me to continue to grow and learn. This year, I will thrive in all areas of life as I feel God's presence everywhere I go and in everything I do.
And from Revelation 21:5, "And the one who was seated on the throne said, 'See, I'm making all things new.'" Okay, let's affirm our vision and mission statement together. Yeah. Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission statement? Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. And then our unity affirmation, we're joining together with all the people in unity churches and centers around the world together. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life: God the good, omnipotent. And allow yourself to really feel the truth of that. No matter what's going on in the outer world or in your life or in the lives of your loved ones, there is truly only one presence and one power. And we keep bringing our thoughts back to that. We keep coming back to the truth that God is the one presence and the one power. And for our awareness of this, we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Okay, let's bless our youth, the little bitty cute ones that are walking all over, and the little bitty cute one in us. So together, children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Yay. Let that little kid out this year. Okay. First of all, I want to check that you have all the good goodies you're going to need for today. You should have this in your bulletin, this pink little strip. If you don't, let us know. You should also have this envelope and this piece of paper. And there should be this piece of paper, too. Two pieces of paper. Does everybody have all that? You don't have this? Oh, you mean you don't have the pink thing? Okay. All right. Okay, we're checking out. Now, does everybody have a pen? Because you're going to need it later, and we'll get a pencil for you now if you don't. And there's also pens in the pews. So we want to be all set, so when Vernette is ready to begin, we've got it all going. Okay. Next Sunday is our White Stone Ceremony, and the announcements are in here. This is a very special Sunday. I have all my stones lined up right under my computer monitor, and I can't wait to add another one this year. So you won't want to miss that service, and information's in your bulletin. Also, the Walking the Talk discussion group is the third Sunday in January and February, and I did cross out the date because it's the 15th, is the third Sunday of January, just in case you're putting it on your calendar, which I want you to all put on. And this month, Marcia and Neil Schulte are going to be leading our Walk the Talk discussion group. So take part in all the wonderful things we offer here. We have our annual membership meeting in February. Please read about that, about the book study, about the class that is going to be, and I don't see Jackie's class on here. Oh, there it is, no, it is, there it is. That is Jackie's book study group on the universe. I was thinking it was going to be, we're talking about Mari's book study, but Jackie is doing a book study on the universe's calling, and if you're interested, please email her and she'll send you the link and be glad to have you join. Okay. Okay. Did I miss anything, Bernetta? Okay. Okay. That means they're going to come in here and do it live right here in this building. Wow. Okay. So take this home and put these things on your calendar so you don't plan anything else at that time. Okay. Is that it? Okay. Now we get to have some more music.
Spirit, cleanse my heart and comfort. Pour over me, Holy Spirit, help me know how to let go. Pour over me, Holy Spirit, cleanse my heart and comfort me. Pour over me, Holy Spirit, help me know how to let go. Can no longer stay. Pour over me, Holy Spirit, cleanse my heart and comfort me. Pour over me, Holy Spirit, help me know how to let go. Pour over me, Holy Spirit, cleanse my heart and comfort me. Pour over me, Holy Spirit, living water flow. Bathe my many fears and cares. I release and I let go. Pour over me, Holy Spirit, cleanse my heart and comfort me. Pour over me, Holy Spirit, help me know how to let go. Pour over me, Holy Spirit, my heart and comfort me. Pour over me, Holy Spirit, help me know how to let go. Baptism of tears, clear my vision. Bathe me in peace, reveal my mission. Pour over me, Holy Spirit, cleanse my heart and
nice and relaxing. I play that sometimes at home when I'm preparing myself for meditation. You know, sometimes it takes a moment to get still. So find you something that will help you settle in to your indwelling spirit. And there are a lot of wonderful videos out there on YouTube. I always type in New Thought, just so I can get some of the artists that are singing phrases that I want to repeat and sing in my heart. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. I love what we heard earlier, too, because I believe all of you can fly. And guess what? We're going to lift up this congregation this year. We're going to do it by lifting our consciousness. We know this truth, and guess what? It's time to put it into practice. So are you ready? Yeah, because I'm ready. You know, in that song, it says, I believe you can fly. Well, not in the physical sense, but deep within all of us, we have the ability to soar. We have the ability to free our inner spirit by tending to our souls. And our souls is that consciousness where we hold the collective ideas and expressions we have stored in all our life's journey. Yes, the good and the not so good. But it's all there. So today is about picking up and cleansing some of that, only if we're ready to. You know, we have a way of repeating experiences, don't we? We'll repeat them and repeat them and repeat them until our consciousness is cleansed. And I like to think of it being cleansed by what we just heard in that song. Holy Spirit moving through us, guiding us, leading us, paving the way to our good. The psalmist said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's what this Burning Bowl service is about today. It's about taking that first step, beginning. For centuries, indigenous groups used smoke as a symbol of their thoughts and their prayers rising to the Great Spirit. The only difference between them and us is that we know that Great Spirit is within us. And so we release what no longer works in our lives. And yes, it's possible. Yes, it's possible. All things are possible when you believe. And we believe, don't we? So, Reverend Karen explained what you received today. You have an envelope, a piece of letter paper, and then you have a piece of sheer paper. We're going to work with these outer symbols today to express what's occurring within us. So those of you who may be at home, who may pick up and listen to this service, I would suggest that you don't burn paper unless it is safe to do so. You can shred it. It works just as well. But we're going to burn our prayer request. So this service is a symbol of cleansing, of purging thoughts that don't support you on your spiritual path. Anybody not have any? I want to meet with you after service so you can tell me what you do. You know, we could just write a bunch of stuff on a piece of paper and burn it and say it's gone, right? But this is a magic trick. This is taking the time to really be transformed, to renew our minds, to dig a little deeper, and to get some of that gunk up. You know, just like a pond, it's nice and beautiful, but sometimes you can go through that pond and it's become stagnant, and you see all the scum has risen to the top. Well, we want to bring some of that up and throw it out this morning if we can. If you're ready and willing. If you're not ready and willing, then take some time in prayer and meditation and think about what has occurred here today, and I guarantee you, you will be ready, because you're all students of truth. Every one of you that is within the sound of my voice. That's why you're here. That's why you come every Sunday. You want to learn the tools to move through this human experience with grace. And the word ease came to mind, but it's not always easy, is it? But you want to move through with grace and know you have the support that's going to help you through. So today we're going to prayerfully support one another as we identify and release negative limiting thoughts. And not only are we going to do that, because we must fill the void, we are going to establish a new awareness of truth within ourselves. It's nothing I'm going to give you. You're going to go into your heart, go deep within, and let Spirit lead and guide you. So, we recognize that wherever we are immersed in the presence of pure being. Do you know that? Do you believe it? If you don't get a deep sense of what the magnitude of what that means you are nowhere without a guide to lead you through. Holy Spirit is like being immersed in life, love, and wisdom. And that presence and that power is within us. Oh my, I could fly right here. Just thinking about that. Thinking about what is embedded in me. Last week, we awakened to the truth that in us, there is something greater than things that are in the world, the Christ. And we brought that forth. We brought that forth to a high state of consciousness within us. And in knowing that, oh my, we have what we need to move forward. So, today is not a memorial to the past. We don't bury things within us. We lift them up. It's not a time of wishful thinking. It's a time to really gather the fruits of your labor, which you have been affirming all along, and let it sprout, let it grow, let it release it out into the universe, and the universe will bring back what you need to achieve and accomplish. So, today we're going to say, out with the old. And we're going to build a new foundation. Or at least start building a new foundation. We release the past and lay hold of what is created for us before the foundation of the world. If you love Scripture and believe Scripture and read Scripture, in the beginning, it was created for you to take and mold and shape. and build a world that works for you and all those around you. So, how do we achieve this? We achieve this release by denying any error thoughts or patterns that or behavior patterns that we want to eliminate. You know what they are. Don't you get that feeling when you do something that you know is not going to give you a good return, but you do it anyway? We have something in us that reminds us of those times and say, hey, use me. Use me. I have tools for you. I have wisdom for you. I have peace for you. I have life. I have zeal. I have all that you need. Even the power to release and let go is within you. One presence, one power. One presence, one power. We say it all the time. Denying is not saying that it didn't happen or that it didn't have an impact on you. It's saying that you can rise above all that. Denying is saying you are greater than that experience. Denying is saying that experience has no power over me. No, it's not easy. It sounds good, doesn't it? But guess what? It takes work. It takes work. And what's the greatest thing that can spring you forward in letting go? Prayer and meditation, yes. But a little thing, a little ingredient, little bit of a flavor, forgiveness. Sometimes we don't forgive ourselves for things that have happened in the past. Sometimes we don't forgive others. Have you met people that held on to a grudge and you thought, oh my. And then you hold them in prayer that the light will come on within them, because that grudge, that hatred, those things block what you can achieve if you let go. So forgiveness is a big, major piece. And when we begin to prepare what we want to burn, I want you to think of a couple of things. Number one, am I ready to let go of that? You see, if you work with something and you come up here and you're not ready to let go of it, the first thing you're going to say is, oh, well, that didn't work. It didn't work because you must prepare your mind and heart to let it go. So I want you to think what it is you're ready to let go. And the other thing I want you to think about, if it's a relationship or an experience, am I willing to forgive? See, that can be your first step. If you're willing to forgive, that's a good starting point. That's a good point. And then write it on your paper. And when you come up here, say to yourself, I am willing to let go of this experience. So take a deep breath. What you're going to write are the thoughts or the habits you wish to release. I invite you to do it in short phrases or a couple of words. We don't need a dictionary. We just need something that you really want to release this year, that you're willing to forgive whatever it is, that you're willing to let it go. And by willing, I mean do the work. Prayer, meditation, releasing. You want something that's meaningful to you. And as the fire transforms the energy contained in the paper into ashes, know that you are being cleansed. Know your denial releases you from the seeming power of this condition. So I'm going to ask you, when you are ready, one by one, to come up and to light your, what you're going to release, and quickly put it over into the bowl. Don't hold on to it. Holding on means you're not ready to let that go, and you'll have work to do on it. As you come up, I want you to come up one by one. Those on this side of the room, you'll have a little further to go because I want everyone to come up this aisle over here, light your paper, put it in the bowl, and proceed back around to your seats. And if there's anyone that needs help, just raise your hand. I'll help you with that. If you're ready, you can come up one by one and release. Out or out, and come up. That's for the sake of the camera, if you'll come around. And as you leave, if you'll just leave close to this pew here. And you might affirm, I am willing to let go. Each year that seems to turn out to be an interesting exercise. But we know that those ashes represent cleansing. And as we prepare for meditation, I want to lead us into it by thinking about this affirmation. This condition no longer is a part of my life. this condition is no longer a part of my life. The forgiving love of God and the truth of Jesus Christ now makes me free. This condition is no longer a part of my life. The forgiving love of God, the truth of Jesus Christ, now makes me free. Affirm this with me. I'll say it bit by bit. This condition is no longer a part of my life. Together, this condition is no longer a part of my life. The forgiving love of God, together, the forgiving love of God, and the truth of Jesus Christ, together, and the truth of Jesus Christ now makes me free, together. Now makes me free. And so as we take a deep breath, we think about the presence and the power that is within. One spirit moving in and throughout all people. And I want you to take a moment right now in the silence and let spirit speak to you. What is God saying to you right now in support of the cleansing that you're saying yes to? Oh, yes, we hear you, Holy Spirit. We hear you loud and clear. And we are so grateful for this truth that sets us free. And so, when you're ready, what I want you to do is take the other piece of paper you've been given. And we're just address it. It's going to be a letter from God, from Spirit, that's moving in and throughout this room right now. And I want you to address it to yourself by saying, "Dearly beloved, and whatever thoughts are coming to mind right here, right now, I want you to write them on that piece of paper. This is the paper you're going to place in the envelope, and you'll receive it in mid-July. So take a moment right here, right now. And write. I am free from the past mistakes. I continue in the Word. I know truth, and the truth makes me free. I am free from the past, and I continue in the Word, and I know truth, and the truth makes me free. Life is full of choices. And right here, right now, by this exercise, the burning bow, we have said collectively, yes, we're ready to release that no longer serves me. So go forth. Do the work, sit in the quiet, be led and guided into what it is that is for you to do to manifest the release. One in spirit, one with the presence and the power that is within. If you still need time to complete your letter, you can do so in and I'll have an usher come and, we'll do it like this. As the ushers come forth in preparation for the love offering, you can place your letters in the bag if you're ready. And if you're not, seal them and leave them on the table in the foyer as you leave the chapel this morning. We're so blessed here at Unity Church of Light. Yes, be sure to address them, because they're going to be mailed back to you in July. And as I was saying, we're so blessed here at Unity Church of Light. We're into a new year. We're moving forward. And so we take our gifts, our love offerings, and our tithes. We take them in our hands. And we're going to say our prayer for prosperity together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God. And also, if your love offerings haven't been prepared as the ushers come around, just leave them. No, just bring them forward after service, and we'll assure that they make it to the bag. Mm-hmm. We're going to have another song, and if you're still writing, continue to write during this song. And you can sing if you like. You can stand and sing if you like.
We'll be having auditions for piano players after service.
Right. Okay, that felt good. Oh, that's gone. Let's make our circle. We're grateful for the tithes and the love offerings that have been brought into the storehouse to do the work in the wheel of spirit. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is.